Professional politicians in both parties are looking at the California recall election and wondering what its national implications might be. Joining me now for Morning Edition's weekly political discussion is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Renee.
Democrats are trying to portray this vote as one in a series of illegitimate political activities. Do you think that argument will fly?
Well, it could fly with Democrats, and right now the polls are showing that Gray Davis would lose a recall election, and in fact, each successive poll he loses by more. So they've got to find something, and this is an argument that says, look, the Republicans are trying to get by some other method what they lost in the election. And it started with the impeachment of President Clinton and went on through the recount of the 2000 election, the Texas redistricting that is still going on with those Texas legislators decamped to New Mexico, that these are redos of elections. And the Democrats think that they can gin up some, at least their own party, on that basis, that this sense of illegitimacy. And, of course, if they can get Democrats out and Democrats out to vote against recall, that's what they need to do, because that's the vast majority in California. It is interesting, this business, Renee, of trying to change the rules. It can come back to bite. Republicans for years were convinced that they couldn't take over the House of Representatives by playing by the normal rules, and so they went out on a big campaign for term limits, hoping that would get incumbents out. And of course, then the Republicans won fair and square, and they don't like those term limits anymore. And some people have had to leave their seats and had their seats taken by Democrats because they were term limited. So these are things that can be a problem along the way if they keep it up. But on the other hand, as you well know, as a Californian, the Republicans can't seem to win anything in California by normal means. They don't have one statewide office.
Well, let's talk about that. Why is the Republican Party in such terrible trouble in this country's biggest state?
Well, you just heard Richard Gonzalez talking about that famous Proposition 187 having to do with illegal immigrants. But it was heard in California loud and clear as an anti-Hispanic, anti-Asian proposition, even if it wasn't intended that way. And I remember doing a story in the 1980s where I went to a place where people were being nationalized as American citizens in California, and they all came out and signed up with the Republican Party, saying that it was the party of winners, that they liked it better than the Democratic Party, and these were Hispanics and Asians in California. That just turned around completely with Proposition 187, and Pete Wilson, the governor at the time, endorsing it, Republican governor, and Hispanics and Asians turned against the Republican Party in enormous numbers, and that's been a problem for them ever since. And it's interesting that Schwarzenegger has now been revealed to have voted for that proposition, because I think that hurts him. He could have used his immigrant status himself to appeal to those communities, and this could be a problem for him.
Well, President Bush is scheduled to be in California this week for a couple of his famous fundraisers. Do you think those appearances will affect the recall campaign?
Again, Democrats will try to use it. He did say that he thought Schwarzenegger would make a good governor, but you know, it's wise if the Republicans want to win this one for not to turn it into a national election, but to keep it in California and keep it focused on the movie star, not his party.
Thanks much, Cokie. NPR's Cokie Roberts.